This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by Abspam, ABSFAM.com. For the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at Abspam.com. Check them out. The Colorado Avalanche have had a rather strange schedule of late. If you consider that they've had the Stadium Series, an alumni game, a playoff push, tons of trade rumors, and then the actual trades that happened, I bet they're excited to just get back to playing hockey, get back to the playoff push itself. So let's talk about the trades that didn't happen. John Michael Lyles does not play for the Avalanche, while John Mitchell still does play for the Avalanche. None of our big names were moved out, and we did not bring in Jonathan Drouin. We still have three goaltenders because Retro Berra cleared waivers, and we have some young defensemen who are no longer going to be in our system. Most notably is the 6'5", 210-pound defenseman Kyle Wood. Now, he's 19 years old, he's definitely a project, and I think the Avalanche just don't have the time right now, and they have some things they need to clean up now. Case in point, when we're on the power play, we don't score, and that's a real problem for any team in the NHL, including the Colorado Avalanche. We should absolutely be getting some goals from all of the power plays that we get. To solve this problem, the Colorado Avalanche bring in Eric Jelena. Now, the idea here is that he is known as sort of a specialist on the power play. He is really good at scoring goals from the blue line on the power play. That is something I can get behind. What I'm a little bit worried about is he's not known to be a defenseman who's strong in his own end. He struggles there a little bit. Now, at 24, he's raw, he's moldable, and maybe Patrick Waugh is thinking, you know what, give me this kid. I'll put him in our system, and I will train him to be a good defenseman, all the while getting the production that we need on the power play. Who knows? You take chances, and sometimes they pay off. I'm really hoping this one pays off, and tonight, we will see him on the ice. The other big trade that we made is a bittersweet trade. It saw Alex Tanguay leave the Colorado Avalanche yet again. Imagine that conversation with Patrick Waugh, Joe Sakic, and Alex Tanguay. It had to be hard to do. It had to be a tough conversation, but it was the right one, and it makes us a better team now and also in the future. Kudos to Alex Tanguay. He was one of my favorite players, but this is what needs to happen for the Avalanche, and I think it was the right move. In return, we get Mikhail Boedker, who is a winger, also known to be a power play specialist. And again, I think we're really trying to address this, that we have to score when we get the penalties, because we have guys working hard drawing penalties, but we never cash in on them. And that's not only a negative on the scoreboard, that's a negative on morale. Now, while you're going to hear 1,000 opinions from 1,000 different people and everybody wants to be heard and they're getting dramatic about it, let's really look at what this means. At the end of the year, when Tanguay was done, he wasn't going to re-sign. Tanguay is, in fact, done, but what we got in return is a rental player who we can have a look at and decide if we like enough to pay some money to. If he happens to really gel with this team, we can pay him the money and we can keep him. If not, we lose nothing more than we gave to get him. We did also lose two prospects in this trade. One was Kyle Wood. He's a 6'5", 210-pound defenseman, 19 years old, raw, and probably not worth the project that he presents right now. The other was Connor Bleakley, who was widely thought to be our best center prospect, but somebody that the Avalanche publicly stated they had no intention of signing. I guess if your name's Patrick Waugh or Joe Sakic and you run the team, you gotta make tough decisions. That's it for the NHL trades, and I will be excited to see some fresh faces and new places. You never know what that can do for a team's morale. With a revamped and upgraded roster, the Colorado Avalanche get back to playing hockey and doing their best to make the playoffs. Honestly, since the All-Scott game, it's been a little bit nutty. It's been crazy. The anticipation of a Stadium Series and an alumni game and Detroit and their fans invading our city, it's been a bit overwhelming, I think, not just for the fans, but also for the team. And I think that they're very excited to get back to playing hockey. No better way to do that than to bring in an old rival in the Minnesota Wild. I won't bore you with stats that you can find anywhere else and probably get them better than you can get them here, but I will note one thing. The Colorado Avalanche have lost in 2 of 3 games so far to the Minnesota Wild, and that's not cool. What is cool is the idea of using this team as a springboard, somebody that we really don't like anyways, that we definitely want to even up the series with this season, and somebody who we've had a history with. This would be a good time for us to just push it. Go for it. As Patrick Waugh says, put our balls on the table. As a matter of fact, we need to play such good hockey for the rest of the season that our balls should never go back wherever they were before we put them on the table. We need balls out the entire season. We need to make this something that we take into the playoffs with some momentum. It feels like we've been waiting all season long for consistency, and there's never been a better time to be consistent than right now. As a matter of fact, let's not even make it close. Let's just make the playoffs and maybe even bump ahead of a couple of teams. I don't know about you, but with these trades, I feel like we just got a new pair of shoes, and I can't wait to try them on and see how we do. Last but not least, I have to say how impressed I am to see so many Colorado Avalanche fans show up in Denver for the Stadium Series from all around the world. It's probably the best fan base you could possibly have in a sport, not even just hockey. Kudos to all of you. If you like this podcast, be sure to tell your friends about it and tell them to subscribe. Just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, or go to ColoradoHockey.com and click on the link that says Get It on iTunes. We love all the feedback we've been getting from all of you, and we have a couple of guests coming on that are from fan suggestions. So keep being cool and keep being awesome. This and every other podcast we do is brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at absfam.com. Stay awesome.